Listening Library presents Star of Stone, Century Quartet, Book 2, by Pier Domenico Baccalario, translated by Leah D. Ginesco, read by Carrington McDuffie. Why should we lament that fire ravaged the universe, that the earth's blaze burned from city to city, when the sparks from the chariot gone astray drifted wayward, the sky itself was scorched, and set ablaze with unknown flames were the nearby stars, which still today bear signs of the havoc wrought. Manilius, The Song of the Stars, verses 744 to 749. You ask me what reward we may gain from this task, the greatest one of all, an understanding of nature. Seneca, Naturales Quaestiones, 6. Contact. A stretch of black rocks is swept by a wind heavy with sleet. The lead-gray sky. The sea is a vast expanse crashing against the reef. Crests of stone seem to chase each other as they're swallowed up by the water. Mesmerized, the woman watches the fury of the elements battling among themselves. Water, wind, fire, and earth. The fickle sentiments of this remote isle. Iceland. She brings the sled to a halt. The six wolves curl up in the snow, the brass bells on their leather harnesses jingling one last time before falling silent. The woman has just left the shelter surrounded by ice, and the three others, her friends. She told them that Century would begin in Rome. Irene suggested they have the children meet.